Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. What we do is we have a weekly rhythm that keeps us in sync, studying the same things, even though we're dispersed all over the place. So every Monday, we introduce the one idea we'll study this week. Every Tuesday, we read the Bible. Every Wednesday, we try to make sense of what we've learned. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Friday is our day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day for rest. We don't do anything then. And then Sunday is our day for community, especially Christian community. And we've got a brand new Christian community that meets every 2 weeks in Ajax called Redeemer Church's Family Room, perfect for people of all ages who all worship and learn together in one room. To learn more, see redeemerajax.ca. Well, I recently watched an episode of 60 Minutes that profiled the founder of Wikipedia, Jimmy Wales. He's founded an incredible website that is a worldwide online encyclopedia that most internet users have probably turned to at one time or another to find some answers. There have been all kinds of studies done about the accuracy of Wikipedia compared to other encyclopedias. It's really a force to be reckoned with, one of the largest websites in the world. Now, you might expect that he would be like other internet entrepreneurs, a billionaire who has made billions off ad revenue or off of user fees and things like that. That's what we're used to hearing. Even just by selling a company that's never made any money, people are willing to pay millions and billions sometimes. Instead, Jimmy Wales made Wikipedia a nonprofit. Now, he makes a good living. He makes a good living speaking. He moves in very influential circles. He's not a nobody. But for the most part, he's a pretty unassuming-looking leader. He doesn't look really flashy. He doesn't lead a really high-rolling lifestyle. And he's made a lot of choices that actually limited his potential for making a lot of money. He's not the kind of person you'd look at and say, now there is the person who leads one of the most powerful, influential websites in the world. Often our ideas about what makes a strong leader are wrong. Sometimes we're looking just at outward appearances. We're looking at somebody's height, somebody's good looks. We're looking at those kinds of external things and expecting that to make a good leader. Now, those things don't hurt. There are studies that show that it doesn't hurt to be a good leader who is also good looking or tall or any of those kinds of external cues that people might respond to. However, you can be all those things and a terrible leader as well. So there's more to leadership, more to character than just how somebody looks or acts in the visibly external kind of ways. Well, this week we're going to study a story where God selected a leader for his people who nobody expected, who didn't seem to have any of the characteristics that people were looking for in a king. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with some friends. It's really important that you share our challenges with other people. They're not meant to be done alone for very long. Our hope is that you'll gather a little group of people around you to study these questions with you, that you can watch the videos or listen to our podcasts every day, whether you're together or not, and then whenever you are together, discuss what you've been learning. Really important part of what we do, so please find somebody to share these things with, from the bus, from the train, from work, from home, wherever. So here's your question. What qualities do you identify with a strong leader? So, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow as we read the Bible together. Bye for now.